what's going on, Facebook world? I mean, social media world, Facebook, MySpace, reality world. It's your boy, Wayne Weezy. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's been checking out my Straight Talk Unfiltered podcast. A shout out to you, man. I hope that you can enjoy the real, the raw, the uncut. I'm from Manatee County, Florida, y'all. And I'm going to keep that real. Palmetto, Onico, Somerset. I'm going to speak to y'all from a black straight man, straight man's point of view, y'all. I am not caught up in this worldly thing that we're living in. I don't give a damn about pandering to anybody's feelings. I'm going to speak who my truths, who I am. This is a grassroots podcast, so nothing's paying me to say one thing to try to help destroy the young people or people in my community, because we already go through enough of that. And I want to let my community know that we are at war. We are at war. Every day I wake up, I see another black man getting killed by the cops. A black man in Los Angeles just got shot 37 times. 37 times, y'all. And I'm going to show you something about what's going on. You have no national coverage from the media. You even have people from our community that's so numb to this. Don't even give a damn or care, because if the police ain't killing us, racist folks is killing us, all these other groups that come in this country is killing us, we killing each other. We are at war, y'all. So what we gonna do about it? You know, we have gotten this mindset, well, as long as I live out in a decent neighborhood and it didn't happen to me, that's them niggas, I ain't worried about them. This is the mentality we have. We have a coward mentality. But we have this mentality when it comes to fighting people that look like us. We ready to fight. We ready to knock their head off. We ready to go kill their mama, hurt their children. We ready to do all that. But when it's time to go against the people that's of a different tone, that's killing you, these cops and stuff, you silent. You ain't got none of that same energy. So I'm asking y'all, we are at war, y'all. We have lost over 200 black men so far, y'all. We have these hate groups infiltrating the police department, taking over, y'all. Nobody's putting no energy behind it. What kind of people do we have leading? We have culture vultures in the rap music, teaching our children all this wicked, evil stuff. These Cardi B's, these DJ Khaled's, but they have no message behind the music. Ratchetness is taking over. We even have this religion, this Christian religion, where these pastors will sell y'all with Jesus, but won't talk to you about what's going on, the crimes and the murders that are happening every day, and not only in your community, but in this country, y'all. Can't we see what's going on? We can't be so numb and cowardly about all these things. We are at war, y'all. We are at war, and it's time for us to wake up. Death is not something that we all should be accustomed to and used to, especially when it's somebody that's of a young age. That is not normal to see black men die like this. The only time that we'll make a fuss about anything is if it's a dog, if it's an LGBT person, or somebody that don't look like us. And I'm talking to my community. Why can't we have that same energy to another black man that got gunned down by these cops and other folks and other people in this country, y'all? Every day, y'all, all these things are happening, and we're not saying anything about it. We ain't saying nothing, or maybe enough people ain't talking about it. You know, we bust our guns. We got all this ratchet, tough stuff. You look on the internet, everybody a thug, everybody a gangster. But I haven't seen nobody do anything or say anything about these cops that's taking us out. Now, I'm from the Manatee County area, and I'm gonna tell you, it ain't too many brothers standing up out here. And the ones that is, such as Rodney Jones and myself, we don't get the support from the people. You know, you got brother Rodney that's disabled, blind, and he can only do so much. You got me, a father out here with a daughter. But we get attacked more by our own people. And you know, we can only do so much. But I notice other people, other groups, they piggyback off of our pain. They piggyback off of our struggles, and they don't even like us. They don't even give a damn about us. Nobody likes us, y'all. You know, they might like us individually, like I was told, But as a whole, nobody likes us. So what are we going to do, y'all? We just going to sit here and die like cowards? Or are we going to get our shit together and go on and be prepared for what's happening, what's coming down the turnpike? Because I'm going to tell you something. This is not going to stop. And us being cowards and just sitting around and waiting till it's our cousin or brother, even when it is one of them, we ain't going to do nothing anyway. It's time for us to man and woman up. You know, everybody got all the energy, all the high testosterone when it comes to fighting and beefing with each other. But I'm going to tell you something. White folks and everybody back in the 90s when I was coming up, they respected black folks. They respected us because we didn't tolerate that shit, man. We didn't tolerate a lot of this coward stuff that we tolerate now as a community. But see, what's happening is they taking all the real men. They have taken all the real men out. So it's not enough of real men like myself in these community. You got a bunch of simp ass niggas in the community running them up, getting the females pregnant. We got a bunch of hood rats. We got all kind of things that's messing up the community. So much is happening now. Children are getting all kind of getting taught the wrong things, getting raped, molested, but all kind of things are hurting our people. We are at war, y'all, and we sitting right here not doing nothing about it. Y'all, look what's going on. Turn on your news, man. Turn on your news. You shouldn't just only pay attention when it ain't got nothing to do with your people. You should always pay attention and see what's going on because we are at war, y'all. And I'm telling y'all this because this shit gotta stop. I mean, I'm watching young black men hashtags and just be a hashtag. These brothers are dying. These brothers had children, you know, and it will be cowardly as me as a black man, just because I live in a gated community. And that ain't me that got killed or shot or my family. I turn my eye to my brother that I'm watching getting killed, whether it's by these crooked ass cops or one of these bust ass niggas. You know, I care regardless, man. And we should get on that level, man. We all should get on that level. So we are at war. And I'm gonna ask y'all, what are we gonna do about it? This your boy Wayne Weezy, man. If you wanna donate to the podcast, do so. And send me a message. Let me know what you want me to talk about. And I'm out. Peace.